Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Genesis, and this is chapter 5. And let's go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this tape. Father, bless this tape. Let it sizzle right into everybody's spirit, into the mind of their spirit. Lord, that they may have more growth in you. And let them never forget it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Chapter 5, King James Version, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Commentary from Adam to Noah. Verse 1.
Yes, this is going to be the genealogy from Adam to Noah, right? Then what else?
This is the history of the descendants of Adam. When God created people, he made them in the likeness of himself, God. King James Version, verse 2. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. Commentary, verse 2. He created them male and female, and he blessed them, and called them, quote, human. King James Version, verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth.
A lot of times you will think in the commentary that it's wrong, you know, that it should be Adam instead of human. But if you find out the true meaning of Adam and so on, then you'll know that it is human. And Eve is the beginning, okay, the mother of all flesh. And you have to meditate on the word of the Lord, because even after you hear the commentary, you still won't know what it means if you're trying to rationalize it with your own brain. But, you know, study the Word of God and study the meaning of words so that you'll really know that you're not hearing anything that's twisted, but that you're hearing the truth, all right? Because it'll just astound you when you do. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 3. When Adam was 130 years old, his son Seth was born, and Seth was the very image of his father. King James Version, verse 4.
Right, he looked like a human. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't come out a mountain goat or a monkey like the, you know, people that are pulling tricks on you and tricking your soul into hell, I tell you. But it was his image, a human. You know, the difference between a human and an animal is one that the Lord blew his breath in and made him a living soul that they're going to spend eternity somewhere. And animals, God didn't make animals in his own image and likeness. He made humans in his own image and likeness, showing that there is a difference. Right from the very beginning of time, to just destroy the stupidity of evolution, he says it right in the beginning of the book, his word, that he called them humans, not animals. Amen?
Amen.
So let that sink in. There's a reason for that. Amen?
Amen.
He calls the others animals and small animals, livestock, birds. We're not birds. We never evolved from birds. We didn't evolve from fish. We didn't crawl out of the ocean. He called us humans. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so there's another proof that evolution is a fable, a myth. It's a stupidity. You ever hear an animal talk like us? No. Only on that series that they had a horse that talked. What was the name of that? We have one here that's informed. It's called Mr. Ed, yes. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 4. And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years. And he begat sons and daughters.
Right, and it tells that Adam begat sons and daughters. Amen?
Amen.
This, a lot of people wonder, well, why, how could Cain have gone to some city and then had married with his wife? Well, it's because that when he was born, there was a twin girl. And when his brother was born, there was a twin girl. Abel had a twin, and it was a girl. Cain had a twin, and it was a girl. And it stated that Adam had other sons and daughters. And so a lot of them didn't get married until they were older. Like, for instance, Enoch never had a child until he was 65 years old. That's young in history of humans in that day and age, because they lived to 965 years and things like that. So 65 years old was just like young. Noah had, up to the time he was 500 years old, he had three sons. All right, and so it doesn't tell you of every son and daughter that was born. It says, and he had other sons and daughters, you know, plural. And back then, before the law didn't come in until Moses, it was all right to marry your sister. But when the law came in, it's like very wrong for you to marry any of your kin. You cannot marry your sister, your mother, your sister, your daughter, your father, your cousins. All right, or your father's wives, for God's sake. Like you see so many wretched people doing today, because that's called incest. Back there before the law, there was no law against it. Where there's no law, there's no sin, no transgression. But we have all sorts of laws, and Christ kept every one of them. And he expects us, when he enters our bodies into our spirits, he expects us to do the same, to keep the law. Why do you keep the law? So that there won't be lawlessness in the land. There won't be the Antichrist lawlessness as you see in the world today. All right, now let's continue.
Commentary, verse 4. After the birth of Seth, Adam lived another 800 years. And he had other sons and daughters.
And he had other sons and daughters. So you don't know if he had 100 of them. Or 200 of them. Because he lived 900 and how many years?
930 years.
He could have at least 100, amen?
Amen.
Of both. If his wife was capable of it, and I reckon that she might have been. Who knows? Then what else?
King James Version, verse 5. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Commentary, verse 5.
Just like the Lord said he would die, the devil told him that he wouldn't die. He lied. And if he's telling you that you won't die or that you won't go to hell for sinning, he's lying to you also. So you have to realize that the devil is a liar and the father of it. And so don't do what the devil says. You've got the word right here to tell you what to do if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's continue.
Commentary, verse 5. He died at the age of 930. King James Version, verse 6. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. Commentary, verse 6.
Now spell Enos.
E-N-O-S.
Okay, so that's not Enoch, it's Enos. Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 6. When Seth was 105 years old, his son Enosh was born. King James Version, verse 7. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. Commentary, verse 7. After the birth of Enosh, Seth lived another 807 years.
Is it Enosh or Enos? Or Enos or Enosh? Because there is an Enosh and there's an Enos.
This one is E-N-O-S-H.
Okay, that's Enosh. Okay, we want to get it straight, you know, right from the beginning here. Then what?
After the birth of Enosh, Seth lived another 807 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
He had other sons. They all had other sons and daughters. But they don't mention them. Why? Because they just lived mundane lives. They never really did anything but lived. And they did a little work or something, but there wasn't any landmark, remarkable life. So they didn't mention their names, because they're like non-entities. They're just sons and daughters replenishing the earth. Okay? Nothing remarkable about them. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 8. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Commentary, verse 8. He died at the age of 912. King James Version, verse 9. And Enos lived 90 years, and begat Cainan. Commentary, verse 9. When Enosh was 90 years old, his son Kenan was born. King James Version, verse 10. And Enos lived after he begat Cainan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters.
Yeah, what's their names? Well, everybody wondered, where did all them people come from? Well, Adam had many sons and daughters, amen?
Amen.
And then they got married and had many sons and daughters, too. Didn't mention their names, but they got married, too. They didn't just work and so on. They, when they were married at probably age of 11, 12, and that was the marrying age for all young virgins, but the men were older when they got married to them, because men have to support their wives and children. And so there have to be something substantial with them. They have to be able to work and also produce finances or sheep, or they have to have a they have to be farmers or something to be able to take care of the children. They have to be industrious. Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 10. After the birth of Kenan, Enosh lived another 815 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
Other sons and daughters. That's how the world got replenished, because they lived for a long time, and they had many sons and daughters, and they intermarried with one another. Not just then, a lot of them, they had, they were not family members, there were several families then, okay? Then what? But they're still next of kin. Then, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 11. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. Commentary, verse 11. He died at the age of 905. King James Version, verse 12. And Cainan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. Commentary, verse 12. When Kenan was 70 years old, his son Mahalalel was born. King James Version, verse 13. And Cainan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters.
Well, who are they? What's their names, though? No. So, you know, some people say there had to be other humans that God created at the beginning. Otherwise, how could there be so many people? That's the answer, right, what I'm telling you. Amen?
Amen.
Adam and Eve were the mother and father of, or father and mother of all flesh. All flesh. Then what?
Commentary, verse 13. After the birth of Mahalalel, Kenan lived another 840 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
He had other sons and daughters. My, my, my. How many did they have in the 900 years or 805 years and so on and so forth? Oh, could be a lot, amen?
Amen.
There's some towns, you know, like the town in Montana that I was from, in Windham, Montana. We didn't have 100 people, you know. There must have been about 30 or 40 people altogether. That's a whole town. It's on the map, if you get a local map. All right? And then there's cities around all over the place that have less than 100 people in them. And here, these people could have had 100 people, and then they all got married after they were 12 years old, or 14 or 15, and then they started having children, too. It can blossom real fast. Amen?
Amen.
Things multiply quickly. All right, then what else?
K. King James Version, verse 14. And all the days of Cainan were 910 years, and he died.
910 years. You can have a lot of children in that time. Amen?
Amen.
At least 10 or 20. Huh? Sure. You hear people having 10 and 12 and 15 children nowadays. Okay? So as strong as they were then, the earth was young, and it was full of vitamins and minerals. It's depleted now. The earth is waxed old like a garment and refuses to give its vitamins and minerals. It doesn't have strength in it anymore. That's why when you eat food, you have to take food supplements in order to keep yourself going, because there's not much value in food anymore. And a lot of it is grown in hothouses with chemicals rather than from good soil that has vitamins and minerals in it. Or just, so, you know, you have to take supplements. Back then they didn't. They lived for 765 years. And not everybody that lived that age is recorded. There's some of them that might have lived a little bit longer. So a lot of people say, well, Methuselah was the oldest one that ever lived. Well, you don't know that, because there are many sons and daughters, amen?
Amen.
And some of them might have lived older than that. Let's think a little bit. Our heads are not put on our shoulders to grow hair with, okay? That's not the only reason. Right, then praise the Lord. What else?
Commentary, verse 14. He died at the age of 910. King James Version, verse 15. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. Commentary, verse 15, when Mahalalel was 65 years old, his son Jared was born.
Right, so he might have had sons and daughters before that, but that's when he had Jared, because Jared is significant. Was he the father of Enoch? Amen, the one the Lord loved and that kept the Lord's commandments? Yes. Okay, so he's significant. He should mention him. It isn't necessarily that the dad was 65 years until he had a child. Okay, let's think about that. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 16. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters.
So he had sons and daughters. Look at all these people having sons and daughters. And there's just a few that have been mentioned. What about all these sons and daughters? How many children did they begat? How many children did they father? How many kids did they have? And whole towns of people. Amen?
Amen.
Big towns, too. Then what?
Commentary, verse 16. After the birth of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
He had other sons and daughters. My, my, my. Lots of sons and daughters. And they all got married, and they had lots of sons and daughters. And they all got married, and they had lots of sons and daughters. Things multiply real fast around here. Amen?
Amen.
On planet Earth, back then. Then what?
King James Version, verse 17. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Commentary, verse 17. He died at the age of 895. King James Version, verse 18. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch.
Okay, 162 years. Well, he probably had other sons and daughters before then, right?
Right.
But Enoch is the one that walked with the Lord, that lived closely to the Father in heaven, and so the Lord took him after 300 and some odd years. Okay? So that's why his name is significant. He was really a keeper of the rules and regulations of the Lord. And so he is granted mention in the Word of God. And more than mention, his son is very much mentioned, Enoch, because he got taken up into the kingdom of heaven. He hasn't seen death, and he's one of the two witnesses that will be here on earth at the very time of the Lord's return, just before the Lord comes back. And he and his wife will be raptured up into the kingdom of heaven in the eyes of everybody in the world that has eyes. that have eyes. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 18. When Jared was 162 years old, his son Enoch was born.
That doesn't mean that he didn't have other sons and daughters before that. Amen?
Amen.
They were multiplying. They were keeping God's commandments. He says, multiply, be fruitful and multiply. Have lots of kids. Amen?
Amen.
So they're not going to wait until they're 165 years or 65 or whatever to have children. They're having them all the time, since the time they got married. Did you ever think about that? But the only one names they mentioned were significant names, okay? Because they begat this person that was famous and this and that, so on and so forth. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's go.
King James Version, verse 19. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters.
And he had other sons and daughters, other sons other than Enoch. Amen?
Amen.
But Enoch was the only one we make mention of, the Lord makes mention of, because he's significant. He meant something. The others did too. They were people that peopled the earth. Or then what?
Commentary, verse 19. After the birth of Enoch, Jared lived another 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
Others. I just want to keep emphasizing that. That's how the world got peopled, multiplied, lots of people, is they all had lots of sons and daughters. Bushels of them. More than bushels. Because one person, when they're fully grown, fill up more than a bushel. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 20. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died.
962 years, well, you know, you can have a lot of kids in 962 years. Amen?
Amen.
Some people have a kid a year. Oh, that'd be 962. Let's just say they have maybe 50 to 100 in 900 some years. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe 200. Because back then it was all right to marry, okay, and to have several wives. Then what else?
Commentary, verse 20. He died at the age of 962.
Never says how that his wife had many sons and daughters. It's wives. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah.
Yes, but he may have had other sons and daughters before he had Methuselah. Methuselah is mentioned because he's the father of a famous person. And he's famous too, because he is the father of a famous he fathered a famous person. And he is the son of a famous person. Amen?
Amen.
Not all the sons and daughters are famous, but Methuselah is. Then what else?
Commentary, verse 21. When Enoch was 65 years old, his son Methuselah was born.
Right. So Enoch is famous and Methuselah is famous. Why? Because God put them in the Word. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters.
Or he even had more sons and daughters, Enoch. Then what?
Commentary, verse 22. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived another 300 years in close fellowship with God, and he had other sons and daughters.
You didn't have a lot of sons and daughters in 365 years, amen?
Amen.
Then what?
King James Version, verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Commentary, verse 23. Enoch lived 365 years in all. King James Version, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
He disappeared from off the face of the earth because the Lord took him. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verse 24. He enjoyed a close relationship with God throughout his life. Then, suddenly, he disappeared because God took him. King James Version, verse 25. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech.
You have a lot of kids. 187 years, amen?
Amen.
I'm just trying to, you know, show people that they said the word couldn't be possible because how did they get married? Well, there's lots of kids. Adam and Eve had lots of kids. Amen?
Amen.
So did everybody. There's a commandment. Amen?
Amen.
Today, the doctrine of devils is telling us you're not supposed to be married, you can't have kids. That's Antichrist. That's why we know we're living in an Antichrist government, even though we who are born again in the Spirit live in the government of the Lord. We follow His laws. Okay? Now, the devil says it's wrong, the Lord says it's right. So you have to choose who you're going to believe. Adam and Eve believed the wrong person. Amen?
Amen.
That's why all of us have to die. Then what else?
Commentary, verse 25. When Methuselah was 187 years old, his son Lamech was born. King James Version, verse 26. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters.
And he had many sons and daughters. Now can you see how the world got peopled? Amen?
Amen.
And all these sons and daughters were having children too. Okay, what else?
Commentary, verse 26. After the birth of Lamech, Methuselah lived another 782 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
Right, and you know, Cain, he took his own sister and also the sister of Abel. So he had two wives. It just doesn't mention it, but he did. Okay, then what else? It doesn't mention it in these books, but we do possess the book Adam and Eve. The book and the history of Adam and Eve, and it's there is some corruption in it, but you can tell that it's definitely Bible. At least 90 to 95% of it. And it tells of how those two had sisters. And then Adam had many sons and daughters as well. Okay, so if you don't want to believe that from the book of Adam and Eve, well then believe right here from the King James Version and from the commentary that they had many sons and daughters. And they could have been married to many of them. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 27. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Commentary, verse 27.
969 years. All right, then what else?
Verse 27. He died at the age of 969. King James Version, verse 28. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. Commentary, verse 28. When Lamech was 182 years old, his son Noah was born.
All right. Well, none of the ones that were born before were as significant as Noah. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible doesn't have enough room to mention all the names of all these people that just had sons and daughters and sons and daughters and sons and daughters. But Noah was the one that God used to preserve human life on this earth. And so we all are sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, and for sure sons and daughters of Noah and his wife. Because even if you're from the three sons of Noah, well then you're still from Noah. Amen?
Amen.
And his wife. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 29. And he called his name Noah, saying, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Commentary, verse 29. Lamech named his son Noah, for he said, He will bring us relief from the painful labor of farming this ground that the Lord has cursed. King James Version, verse 30. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters.
I'm sure he might have had sons and daughters before that, and many of them missed the boat. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Commentary, verse 30. After the birth of Noah, Lamech lived 595 years, and he had other sons and daughters.
Yeah, other sons and daughters. Then what?
King James Version, verse 31. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died.
777. Then what else?
Commentary, verse 31. He died at the age of 777. King James Version, verse 32. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Commentary, verse 32. By the time Noah was 500 years old, he had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Commentary, Cain and Abel.
Okay, now, the script verses are over. Now here's a commentary regarding Cain and Abel. So the chapter's over. This is a commentary regarding Cain and Abel and how to apply these chapters, those two, to our own lives. Okay, then what?
How many times have you heard parents of 2 children say there has never been 2 brothers or sisters more different?
More different than each other. I know my brother and I are completely different. Amen?
Amen.
Just like Cain and Abel. My 2 brothers are entirely different than me. Okay, then what else?
Adam and Eve surely must have said it first.
Yeah, my 2 sons are just exactly like day and night. Okay, then what else?
Cain felt himself to be in direct competition with Abel. This rivalry was never resolved.
Yeah, you see people in the church that are, they just got to do better than the other person, or they have to try to make themselves appear better than other people, even if they lie about it. And they're really not. God is the one that makes us significant or not. Amen?
Amen.
Just be yourself with the Lord, united with the Lord, and you'll be just doing fine. It's not a competition contest or some kind of a contest. All right, what else?
As you know, the result of this rivalry was a big tragedy.
Right. It evolved into murder. The first murder on the face of this earth. Then what?
Cain was a farmer and Abel a shepherd. It was their offerings, however, it wasn't their occupations, that revealed their true natures, their character. Abel did things God's way. He followed God's requirements. He is called, quote, righteous in Matthew 23:25. Quote, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar.
Well, the difference is that he was righteous and Cain was unrighteous because he wanted to compete. And when he found out that he couldn't, because he cannot do things his own way, you have to follow the instructions of the Lord. Vegetable fruit and vegetables and flowers and grain does not get it because they have no blood in them. The offerings were to symbolize the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would die on the cross and shed his blood for the forgiveness of the people in the world who want to be forgiven and want to go to heaven. And so you have to have fatted lambs for that. It's a gory mess when you stretch them out on an altar and burn them. And it's not a beautiful thing, and I'm sure that Cain arranged flowers and fruits and vegetables very beautifully and took his time, and he just can't understand, and grains too, and just couldn't understand why God wouldn't appreciate the way he meticulously put things together. The only thing is that isn't what the Lord wanted, okay? He didn't want everything fixed up like homosexuals do. He took the one that put the gory mess on because it was significant. It had to do with that he believed that the Messiah was coming to the world to die for the sins of the world. That had meaning to God. But this filth, that fruit and vegetables without blood, flowers and grains, had something, even no matter how meticulously and how beautifully they were arranged on the altar. It's nauseating to think anybody could be that utterly wicked to want to do things their own way rather than the way of the Lord. Okay, go ahead.
And Hebrews 11:4 tells us that his offering was made by faith.
He had faith in the word of God that the Messiah is coming. Amen?
Amen.
That he's going to be slaughtered, brutally murdered for the sins of the world. What has flowers or fruit, vegetables, and grains have to do with it? Nothing whatsoever. It's just that he wanted to show God that he was an artiste. You know, artistes are the ones that have little curly fingers like this. And, you know, wet their eyebrows and so on. Really, oh kiddo, okay? One of those, you know. Okay, then what else?
Hebrews 11:4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
Yeah, here Abel is dead, but yet his blood speaks out of the earth. And the testimony of him speaks to us today. Both of them, their testimonies. Okay, then what?
But Cain did everything his own way. Jude tells us that his way...
The book of Jude tells us that his way, then what?
...was the way of rebellion. Jude 1:11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kori. Cain brought an offering of produce from his gardens, while Abel brought the best lambs of his flock. Abel's altar was filled with slaughtered lamb, not a pretty sight, but Calvary would not and was not a pretty sight either.
No, but it depicted Calvary, okay? It predicted, it expected Calvary, it had faith. When you have faith, you expect something to happen for your faith. Okay, then what?
It is the blood which is a big part of God's plan. The blood of the Lamb, God's Lamb, Jesus.
The Messiah. Then what?
This is according to the whole Bible. See Hebrews 12:24.
Yeah, that's just one of the places in the Bible where it talks about this. It talks about it in Genesis, in Exodus, in every book of the Bible. Leviticus, the law. The repeat of the law, which is Deuteronomy, double the listening to the law again. Numbers, it tells about sacrifices in all the books of the Bible that are pointing to Jesus. Not fruit and vegetables, not grains, not flowers, but slaughtered. A slaughter was going to happen. And the ones that believed it pointed to that event that would be happening on behalf of all mankind. Then what?
Hebrews 12:24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Back into the commentary.
Abel did good, but Jesus did better. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Cain's offering was beautiful to see, just as religious ceremonies, but his offering had no type, figure, or symbol of the blood that takes away the sin of the world. We are able to visualize fresh produce all laid out, fresh from the garden, like at a modern-day supermart grocery store, fruits, vegetables, flowers, and grain, lovingly and artistically arranged.
My. Then what?
Cain wanted to be accepted by God based on his own merits, not on that sacrifices are to show our thankfulness to God for letting his son die for our sins.
And shed his blood for them. Okay, then what?
Cain did not want a relationship with God based on a bloody sacrifice of his son.
No, too gory for this artistic fellow. Okay, he just wanted to show nice things. He wanted to hear smooth things and wanted to preach smooth things. Isn't flowers beautiful? Yes, they are. What about fresh fruit and vegetables and nice grain? Yes, that's nice too, just like religious ceremonies that have no mention of God in them, of Christ. They may mention him, but in a wrong light. Doesn't tell the blood and guts, the nails in the hand and pierced through the feet, and that you have to be die out also. They don't tell of these things. That isn't beautiful, that we have to carry a cross and wear a crown instead of carrying a bouquet of roses with us. And that we have to deny ourselves and go through persecution and all these things. That's not a pretty gospel, you know, but it's the truth, you know. That's the truth, though. So you gotta gear up for what the Lord said. Don't be like Cain. Be like Abel. Tell it like it is. Amen?
Amen.
Lay it on the altar, the blood. Stretch that sacrifice out. You're the sacrifice. Get ready to go through the fire. Okay, then what?
Cain did not want a relationship with God based on a bloody sacrifice of his son who would come to the world in or as a human being.
In a human being, or if you like, as a human being. And God came to the world as a human being because God is the spirit, and spirits don't have blood. Jesus said that they don't have bones and blood and flesh. He had to come to the world as a human being because there's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. So he had to come into the world as a natural-born human with the Spirit of God in him so that he'd have power to keep all of God's commandments. And so that he'd also have the virtue of human blood in his human body, genuine human blood that could be shed for our sins, sinless blood. It didn't get sinless at birth. If it was sinless at birth, it still was human blood. And he had to keep it sinless throughout his whole life, or the blood that he shed would be worthless. So God, in a human body, allowed himself, made himself, be faithful to the word of God, even to the death of the cross, so that the blood would remain sinless and pure and strong enough to wash away all the sins of everyone in the world, all their former sins. And it's a sin to twist the word of God or to try to make your own gospel, to flower things up a bit, to fruit and vegetable them up a little bit. It's a little bit fruity and a little bit too vegetable-y, a little too grainy. God doesn't want any of these. Then what?
When God accepted Abel's offering, then rejected Cain's, Cain became angry. At that time,
of course God rejected that. That didn't talk about his son. Amen?
Amen.
Cain got upset, exceedingly wroth, angry, because God rejected that bunch of garbage, just as he's going to reject religion and all these people that feel that they're righteous doing their own thing. And there's plenty of them on earth. Everybody's doing their own thing, except a handful of us. Okay, then what else?
At that time, God still did not reject him for his anger. God reasoned with him, even at that point. He offered Cain another opportunity to have a change of mind and to accept God's way to have God's power.
So that he could have the Lord's power to do God things God's way. Then what? Instead of his own way. Okay, then what?
But Cain kept his sinful ways. Jealous of Abel, whose offering had been accepted by God, and in a rage because God had rejected his offering, Cain murdered his brother. Cain tried to hide his horrible deed, but God knew it.
Right. The blood of his brother was crying out from the soil. God knows everything. Anyone that tries to cover anything up shows that they have no faith in God's ability to know everything. You're not going to cover anything. God knows all about you, Bunky. Okay, then what else?
God knows everything. God confronted Cain with the murder and assigned the consequence of a lifelong exile from God and the land.
And the land of the kingdom of heaven, the land of Canaan, the land that Canaan typified, or was the type of the kingdom of heaven. Then what else?
Cain spent the rest of his life as an alien, wandering in lands far from his family.
And just because it says east of Eden, that's where he went, land of Nod, east, well, we could say, well, we live to the west of China. But that doesn't mean it's close, just because it's a short sentence. Amen?
Right.
East of Eden could be a long way away. Eden was in Africa, or west of Eden. Well, west of Eden is here. Amen?
Amen.
Is that a short distance?
No.
Not in this day and age. Maybe if time went on for 1,000 years, we might be able to get there in a second with some kind of new device. But of course, time is not going to go on that long. This is the generation that the Lord is going to come back in. Amen?
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord, when you see all these signs. Okay, then what? And when knowledge is increased, then what else?
But still, God protected Cain even when he was in exile. Hell and the lake of fire are bad enough.
You don't need to punish Cain anymore. He's going to hell in the lake of fire. There's no need for Christians to punish people more than God's going to punish them. God's going to punish them for eternity. Cain is a landmark case. The first murder, he can be proud of that, huh? No. No, God will take care of him. There's no point in anybody else doing it. God wants to do it. He says anyone that kills Cain, the punishment that I doled out to Cain is going to be 7 times worse on the person that kills him, because I want to kill him. I want to be the one to punish him. And I'm going to anyway. And so don't butt into my business. Butt out of my business. But out. That's what the Lord is saying there. Okay, then what else?
But still God protected Cain even when he was in exile. Hell and the lake of fire are bad enough. God placed a mark, his mark, upon Cain to keep him from being killed. Heading, settings and accomplishments. 1. Abel was obedient to God.
Yeah, that's number one. And number two, then what?
2. Abel is the first hero mentioned in the, quote, gallery of faith in Hebrews 11:4.
Yeah, by faith, Abel gave a better sacrifice than Cain. Amen?
Amen.
So we call it the gallery of faith. Faith is the substance of things, what?
Hoped for.
Amen. Then what?
Number 3. Both sons...
And hope doesn't mean, you know, wish. It means that the word hope actually means that you believe is going to happen. Because you know it is, and so therefore you don't have to wish for it. You already have hoped, and it's faith. Then what?
Number 3. Both sons developed skills and worked hard in the occupations they chose.
Yeah, one a farmer, the other one a herdsman. Or a shepherd. Then what?
Heading. Weakness and sins. 1. Cain insisted doing things his way. 2. When rejected, Cain reacted with rage.
Yeah, when doing your own thing, it's wrong. And then you're told what you did wrong, and then you just get angry about it instead of straightening up and flying right. Then what else?
3. Cain's rage, which he allowed, resulted in the world's first murder. Heading, lessons for us from their lives. 1. Our righteousness is based on our willingness to follow God's way by faith.
That's when we're righteous, when we do things God's way. And only are we righteous then. Then what?
2. Being angry does not separate us from God unless we express it in destructive ways.
Right, the Bible commands us to be angry at satanic things, but sin not. So God doesn't punish people. If he tells you, be angry,
He doesn't punish you then for anger. Amen?
Amen.
As long as it's not destructive anger. Okay? Then what else?
3, though we may try to hide our sins, God knows it, and God's justice will win out at the end, and maybe today.
And maybe the end will be today for you. Okay, then what else?
Heading, key verse. Quote,
This is the key verse of this regarding all this. Then what else?
Quote, it was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. God accepted Abel's offering to show that he was a righteous man. And although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us because of his faith. Hebrews 11:4. The account of Cain and Abel is given in Genesis chapter 4. Both are also mentioned in Hebrews 11:4.
Both Cain and Abel are mentioned in
Hebrews 11:4.
Right.
And 1 John 3:12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him?
He's of that wicked one. He's of the devil. And if you're of the devil, you don't go to heaven. You go to hell and the lake of fire. Right there tells you that's where he's going. Amen?
Amen.
So I didn't make that up. I'm not that kind of a guy. Okay, then what?
And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Back to the commentary. Cain alone is referred to in Jude 1:11.
Just by himself, yes. Then what?
Abel is spoken of in Matthew 23:35, Luke 11:51, and Hebrews 12:24.
Okay, let's start reading them.
Okay.
So let people know I'm not making this up.
Matthew 23:35, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Luke 11:51, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation.
In other words, all the sins of Abel's blood to Zechariah, right?
Yes.
It's going to be on you people that don't do the will of the Lord, because y'all suffer the same condemnation. Y'all go to hell. Because there's not a hell number one and a hell number two, number three and four. Or, you know, section A or B or Z or anything like that. Hell in the lake of fire is the same hell in the lake of fire that everybody goes to. It's just hell. God doesn't tell of different hells or lakes of fire. There's just one. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so be careful, because you don't want to fall into the same condemnation as Cain and all the other unrighteous people in the world, do ya?
No.
Okay, good. Then what?
Hebrews 12:24, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
All right, praise the Lord. That was chapter 5 in the book of Genesis. This is Tony Alaman. We'll be doing chapter 6, Lord willing, tomorrow. Till then, God bless you. Praise the Lord.